Welcome back to the Nerdcast podcast. This is episode 36, and the last time we recorded, we went for 3.5 hours straight. We didn't take any breaks. We just recorded and decided to chop it up later. So that's why you hear Steve throughout the recording keep asking about the intro, what time we're at, other various ways to derail us from conversation. So this is part two. There should be two more after this. Probably another one coming up this week. So cue the music.
Your face is tense, subconscious, as out comes desire. No say, no say. Steps taken inside the back of our mind. Days are grasping us closer with no fear.
Is that uncomfortable or something?
No, it's just the one day.
I'm just making sure I'm talking to it. That's all.
Well, I can adjust it so you don't have to grab it down there.
Oh, fuck off. Jesus.
He just wants to be
He's doing fine.
Fine. I've been talking to the
fucking
mic. I've been
Devo
doing really good
talking
to the mic tonight, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Okay, that's good.
This is like a show, Steve. Granted, I have no idea how many fucking people listen, but we're like just talking and like, hey, speaking of that intro that we're gonna do after we're done talking, and then the outro.
This is the segment of the show when brothers fight.
Derailment four.
Goddamn.
Well, Tony's only had a standard one, and then Jay just turns around like, let's just record and we'll record everything at the beginning. You know,
well, it worked pretty well last time, so.
He's a conservative. He doesn't like change.
Divas, bunch of divas.
Oh, hey Matt,
is this where like the band breaks up?
From Chaos on stage.
Oh yeah, that 311 band.
What? When the band breaks up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you can go through your best movie stuff, like best movie opening.
Oh, we'll get there. Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to talk about a show. I was going to talk about since you're going to talk about From Chaos, which was a band. Did anyone see a good show lately? Because I've seen one. I don't want to go around the table. Jay, you see anything good lately?
We saw Blink-182 since the last time recorded.
Did we record and talk about that? Or
have
we not talked about that?
That was
a fucking great show. I had a great time with that show.
How often has Jen listened to A Day to Remember since then?
She doesn't. But we listen to Blink all the time now because we just got us back into Blink's music.
Yeah, I listen to Blink all the time.
Say what you will about Travis Barker, about the guy he is, maybe from the show, because remember he had his reality show.
Yeah.
I watched it a couple. I watched a season of it. Maybe I don't even know if it was on longer than that. The dude can fucking drum.
He can.
He's a talented drummer.
He's done a lot more than you realize. You know Yellow Wolf?
No, don't know it. But I'm sure
I've heard of him.
He's the drummer on the Yellow Wolf album.
Really?
All
right.
He did the Transplants, early '90s kind of punk with guys from Rancid.
Okay.
He's done a lot of stuff,
but
more than you'd realize.
Day to Remember, you'd warned us about Day to Remember saying, oh, this is going to be really hardcore, which they were hardcore, I guess, but to be honest, they were just a good rock band. They were really good.
They're
rock
an
band.
Awesome rock band.
And actually, my favorite song that they did was he went acoustic with it at the beginning. He went acoustic for about 3 minutes, it was what it felt like, and then they just tore it up after that. They all came in, which is awesome. I love when bands do that, where you go, you set up the song.
Foo Fighters did that on Everlong.
Yeah, you go real soft on the song, and then all of a sudden, boom, it blows up on you. And it was just that was really cool. It was a great show. I would recommend
If It Means a Lot
go.
Was the song.
Is that what it was?
If It Means a Lot to You.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Would you go see Guns N' Roses coming in July now?
I've asked Jen if she wants to go. She doesn't want to go. I'm like, kind of like.
Are they back together? Back together?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, because
Duff is in there, right?
He's getting
Slash
a divorce, and his wife's taking everything, so
he needs some money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why they're going on tour. He needs some cash.
Yeah, but they're playing, what, at the Edward Jones Dome.
Oh.
Yep.
So the acoustics there are going to suck. I hate.
Well, no, they won't, because what they do is they put that big backing back there. They'll do the whole drape.
Do you think
is
he going to actually be singing, or do you think he'll have tracks on? And maybe he'll cut it.
He needs to fucking practice. Because
he sounds awful.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
He
the AC/DC shows he did were horrible.
Really?
Because, he'd get up there and he couldn't even move around on stage. He had the Dave Grohl throne because he couldn't
was
move
Was he hurt
around.
Or was he just lazy and not
No, because he's lazy and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but according to Marcus, if you put the photo on there on Facebook or wherever on social media, Axel will tell you to take it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
He needs to get in fucking shape.
I'm intrigued.
Welcome
I'll say
to the jungle. We got lots of cake.
Well,
Jesus.
I'm intrigued. Yes, I'm intrigued about it, but I'm probably going to pass.
As soon as I saw where it was at, I'm passing.
Because how often are you going to be able to see Guns N' Roses? That's my thing.
I don't know. There's so many other bands I'd rather see.
Had you been into their music at the point when they're at the highest?
I was.
What was Appetite for Destruction?
Appetite for Destruction, then Use Your Illusions 1 and 2.
Yeah, now that CD there was...
Appetite for Destruction had...
What, 88 maybe? What year was it?
No.
Later
Use Your Illusion had the song on Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That was in 92.
Okay, yeah.
But had
Appetite
for
Destruction was late 80s.
Illusion
1 and 2 were early 90s, 92, 93.
So let's say you're in 92, 93. How bad would you want to see
I
would
have.
Oh, no.
I would have been
there. When Nine Inch Nails was with them over in Germany, when they did that, I would have saw them in a heartbeat. Yeah.
But I'm just afraid that, he sounds awful.
You would have flown to Germany to see him?
I fucking flew to Vegas to see Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden.
Oh, it's the same distance.
Fuck you.
In the same point of your life.
Oh, my God, yeah, Tupac was playing down at River Nights over in Eastside, and I went to go see a hooker and fuck her while I had Tupac on. My name's Tony Craig.
That's Saturday, bro.
Did that happen for real?
No.
I was about to say, do tell. Yes. So, do you see anything? Did you see it go out?
I haven't been to any shows or anything.
Okay.
Tony goes home to the library and plays with his dogs. That's the house he lives in, the library.
And puts social media pictures of them.
Yep.
Hey, at least you're being responsible with your dogs. That's good.
Yep.
That's good. I saw my favorite show I think I've ever been to was the Green Day show. We saw Green Day at the pageant, and it was fun. I liked them. I don't care if you like them or not. I'm just saying that it was fun because everybody in the crowd was into them, and the place was electric, in my opinion.
Well, right off the bat in their shows, they tell you to put down your phone and not take pictures or videos or anything. Just enjoy the interaction with
the band.
We had
what I want to call her, Usher Nazi is what I called her.
Oh, yeah.
She came out. You want to record some of it. When the things were slower and
you
never know when they're going to come back and do a show like that, I wanted to get some of that.
Yeah.
She was just every time. I couldn't even sneak it. I was trying to hold it low, where she can. I thought everyone was covering me up. I was like, Jen, get in the way where she can't see me. No, every time she shut me down. But yeah, it was a great show. Good times.
Did you call her a cunt?
No.
Okay.
No,
she wasn't that bad then.
I thought I'd ask.
No, there was lots of lesbians there too, and I didn't want them to think I was talking to them. So
nice. No, that's dyke.
But you know.
Oh, sorry.
That's so rude. What the hell?
Joe's not here. So
everything you guys are saying, I'm thinking of old episodes for today for some reason. Because there was that one about the whole chubby dyke thing, and Jesus Christ.
I called somebody a chubby.
Yeah. Yes.
When?
On one of these episodes.
I would never do that.
Shit. I normally don't say that either. I'm just trying to take place of Joe's rude, politically incorrect.
Is Marcus going to listen to this since his boyfriend's not on the show?
Ooh.
I think will. I think
you
will.
You think he will?
Yeah, I don't know. He will.
He's got a mad crush on Joe.
He does have a mad crush on Joe.
Joe's out there in California. They can hang out.
Oh, you think they're holding hands yet?
I don't know.
I don't know how far away. Is it Orland, California?
Yeah. I think that's a lot more north.
Yeah, I thought it was like the northern part or something.
Don't make fun of Marcus. He's going to send us beer.
I love you, Marcus. I'm just giving you a hard time. Got to bust your balls. So, okay, what did you want to do, Jay? What was on the topic, the agenda?
All right.
I'm changing off of that, We'll go to something else.
Your movie stuff.
Yeah. You want more?
Yeah, what we got?
Let's go.
Sorry, yes, sir.
And thank you, Jeff, from Exit Sys. We appreciate you giving us some of your... Well, you didn't get, we paid, I guess. Well,
Redneck Prince, Prince William.
Redneck Prince William.
Yeah. I'll do some Facebook Live shit real quick.
9.8. Oh, that's going to get us fucked up.
Wow.
Hold on. Do you remember the story from this? He told it.
Yeah, because someone says he looks like Prince William or something like that.
Someone called him a redneck Prince William when he posted a picture of himself with beard.
Oh, nice.
Does he actually? I don't think I've ever seen a picture of Jeff though. Does he actually look like Prince William?
No, he had a giant beard at the time when we talked to him. He doesn't have it anymore. Yeah. He shaved it off because of charity.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to be cussing in the mic.
We should have Jeff come do a podcast with us. He said he used to do it.
Yeah,
he's got time. He's busy. He's a busy
radio.
Guy, so
he
said podcast.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. I heard
but
radio.
He's
got
us
a radio
to come
voice.
There,
he's got a toner-esque radio voice.
Yeah.
I'm a goddamn professional.
What radio station was he on?
I don't remember. He said that their podcast went to radio and
Okay.
Do you guys listen to local radio at all anymore?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Do you listen to local radio?
Yeah.
Tony, you listen to local radio anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listen to music, and any talk I listen to is usually through podcasts.
Yeah. Because I don't know, like, Do you guys know? Do you guys remember Woody from this? Woody?
Yeah, he's back on 104.9.
What do you guys think about that?
He's back in St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't listen.
He's back on 104.9. Yeah. And here's the thing: I used to love Woody. I was a huge Woody listener. He was great. He was original.
Yeah.
Back when him, it was him and Whipping Boy back in like 2001.
They were in the afternoon at that point.
Yeah. And the show was pretty cutting edge at that point. I think. I don't know what he's trying to do. Is he struggling out in L.A. and he needs listeners, or is he doing so well out in California that he's expanding at that point?
I don't know. I haven't even listened. I don't even know if it's because L.A. based and he came back here.
Here's where I have a problem with that. Stop. He left the other guy here in St. Louis. His name is Riz. Rizzuto is his full name. The Rizzuto show. He left him high and dry, saying, fuck you, I'm more important than you, I'm taking my show out to L.A.
You know, I think the show's better since he left.
Oh, it's way better since he left, actually.
Jeff Burton and Jeff's on there. Patrico, yeah.
It's good because they have good combination of all four of them. Now, mind you, I did enjoy Woody and Rizzuto together. I think it was really good. I won't know if... Okay, I'll take that back. Is it way better? I won't say it like that, but I enjoy it just as much.
I listen to it more now. Because I liked Jeff and Tom in the afternoon when they were on,
too. What happened
to
Tom? What happened to that guy?
They both got fired in a cost-cutting move.
Really?
And then...
I thought Tom got let go because he wouldn't follow rules from management.
No, they got... It was a cost-cutting thing.
Because he was really good, too.
Yeah.
But isn't that an asshole kind of dickbag move to go, okay, I think I'm more important than you, my partner. I'm not bringing you out with me to California to go try to be big out in California, which it might have... I don't know the story. Maybe Rizzo said, no, I don't want to go to California.
I don't know.
But still... He left him the show format, saying, here, this is how I do my show every single week. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just with more personalities now.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a dickbag move to come back into this market. And he still does the same show. So basically, you've got two shows that are the exact same, just on two different stations.
Well, so, is he still in California, but he's being broadcast on...
He's syndicated. Okay, he's syndicated. Okay. Yeah, I haven't listened to it, so I didn't know
and
that.
And here's the fucked up thing. I don't think he's mentioned it once, saying, hey... I might have missed it because, you know, they're on the same time.
Yeah.
But you would think maybe, you know... If I was Rizzuto, I'd have a problem with this.
Well, you know,
but then,
yeah,
I guess you shouldn't have problems with competition, right? But still...
104.9 totally promotes it, too, is alternative rock station with Woody back in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Which I thought he came
had a
back
huge,
to
he
St.
Had
Louis.
He had a huge following.
He did.
He had a huge following. Thank you, Steve. But I just think it's a dickbag move.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I have a problem with it. And I kind of don't listen to that to Woody show out of loyalty
to Riz.
The guy that didn't dump St. Louis, basically.
I'm sure he and Woody are good friends, though. I would imagine that he'd be like, hey, they're going to be... I'm going to be...
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
They're going to be...
That's how their marriage is going to be someday.
Put it in your mouth.
I think he would have reached out to Riz and said, hey, they're going to be putting my show on and, you know...
You she know, sucks it, on command, so it's fine.
Would you shut the fuck
up?
Whoa! God damn it.
Whoa.
Oh, don't talk about penises. I don't like it.
Well, if she doesn't like penises, you guys got a problem. That ain't going to last.
Oh, my.
Ooh. All right.
So what kind is this? What are we drinking here now?
That's good. This is the barrel-aged Redneck Prince William. Oh, it's their red ale aged in...
So kind of like a Killian's?
Bourbon.
Red ale?
Well, it's aged in bourbon barrels, so it's got a little bit of that whiskey.
We talked about this. Yeah.
This is great.
Like I said with the last beer.
9.8%.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This will knock you on your ass.
I love your beer because, you know what? It's not too hoppy. And you can have a craft beer without being too hoppy.
You can, yeah.
And that's my problem. I feel like every small brewer out there feels like the only way I'm going to stand out from all the lagers out there and the pilsners is to be the most hoppy thing that there can be.
No, that's not
true. I feel that. That's my personal feeling towards it.
Doesn't
you have breweries that excel at hoppy beers, and then you have others that do other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you go down to Perennial or Side Project, they have a lot more stuff like this than the hoppy stuff.
Yeah. And I get this... You like the cider stuff, didn't you? Tony, you like cider stuff? I know you like cider, because you said...
I
like the hard cider.
I drink them every once in a while.
No, not hard cider. Cider beer. What is cider?
Those are hard ciders.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, like the woodchuck and stuff like that.
I pretty much like everything except that jalapeno shit he had.
Oh, what the fuck was that shit? Yeah, that was disgusting.
You haven't even had Ghost Face Killer yet.
Oh.
And you had some almost grabbed a bottle.
Something with some kind of raspberry fruit flavor in it or something like that. I think you had us try one time.
You had a sour I tried one
sour,
time.
Sour, not cider.
Sour.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Sour.
I had one of those.
You like sour beer? Really?
I had one. It was a... Urban Chestnut one. It was really good.
Was that what you had us try?
No.
Was it urban? Okay.
No, that was distill. And those are ales that are aged in wine barrels to give them that kind of wine taste to them.
Garbage.
No.
They're garbage.
Doesn't he have one that's almost like 18% one or something?
What was,
he
something was there.
Oh, man.
Now, do you think a brewer can get away with selling a higher ABV value? Say, I'm going to get you fucked up way faster. You don't have to drink as much. As
they cost more.
That's why they cost more, because they'll get you fucked up faster.
It's like high-end escorts.
Do tell.
They cost more, so.
I like it. I put you on that island. Like, I put you on the island myself and said, swim, bitch.
Yeah, I they cost more. That's about it.
No, man. That's hilarious.
Well, the high ends are usually more disease-free. So it says the brochure.
Okay. At some point, are you ever going to be a non-beer guy and go to hard liquor?
No.
As you get older? I find that as you get older, you get away from beers and go over to the hard liquor.
I've been the opposite. I used to drink a lot more hard liquor, and now all I drink is beer.
I drank a whole bottle of Evan Williams by myself on Thanksgiving.
What's Evan Williams? You're a tequila guy, aren't you?
Whiskey, yeah.
Whiskey?
Oh, I love tequila. Don't get me wrong. Jose Cuervo Silver is my favorite. Yeah.
Okay. I just can't wait till marijuana gets legal. So much weed and Hennessy.
So you're an anti-weed guy.
Schlafly,
right?
Christmas ale.
No, I just fucking with this whole. The only thing I like seeing is like when it's like those people that have bad tremors and they fucking one guy hit did
Parkinson's.
The dry. Yeah, Parkinson's. Yeah. No, well,
other things.
Parkinson's, but tremors. The difference is, but those guys that'll do the drops. And I saw the one guy that guy's fucking like.
A video podcast, but keep going.
Well,
he was shaking uncontrollably.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was like a fucking blender walking around in his front room.
And then
they give him the guy gives him the drops, and like fucking 2 minutes later, he's walking around like.
No, what are the drops? I never heard of this.
What's in marijuana? The THC.
THC?
Yeah.
The oil. It's something with the oil.
No,
yeah.
It's the cannabis oil.
Is it on your tongue?
The cannabis oil.
Is it like something that you ingest?
He put it in his mouth.
Okay.
And. He laid on his couch, and in less than 5 minutes later, he's
chilled
fucking
out.
Getting up, and he's going like, he goes, you guys want anything to eat? And he couldn't even fucking talk. He was like, all right. But he gets up and fight. That's what he did. I'm serious.
I know.
He did. I'm just. He's
sensitive as always.
I found my shaking stopped, but my talking got worse.
No, but it's what? He couldn't talk or do anything, but he got up and looked around. He's like, you guys want anything to eat? And that type of shit is great. Like, everybody's like, oh, don't do stem cell research and this and that. It's like,
fuck
you guys. Yeah. If somebody can fucking live,
yes.
Because if,
quality of life
if they can regenerate.
Not just living, but quality of life,
the
too.
People,
that's
well,
the
people that are paralyzed, and parts of their spine won't grow, but they've done the stem cell thing in, like, rats or whatever the fuck it is, and the shit grows back, and they're fucking walking around. Who fucking cares about, oh, the babies are going to die? Fuck off.
They're
you know what? It doesn't matter. They're not contributing to society right now, okay?
Jesus.
There's a way to get stem cells.
I know, but I'm
just
saying. But the whole thing with like Tony saying about marijuana, that stuff, oh my God. It's like you see these little fucking kids on they're having like fucking seizures on the ground. They give them the cannabis oil. They're walking around like everything's great. It's like,
do
it's
it.
A
what's
fucking.
What's stopping us from
what,
doing
yeah,
it?
Why are you not doing it?
Legalize it and tax it too.
Yeah. But it's. That's the thing. It's like, oh, we need to tax the shit out of it. No, don't fucking tax the shit out of it. Give it to the people that actually need it.
Well, if you legalize it, I don't know if I'm going to get on a tangent, but you can tax it.
But still,
look at Colorado, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I've been to Colorado, and they have the dispensaries that you can go into, and you show an ID, and you can buy what you want. And it's not like people are just walking down the street getting high.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I just think, don't you think it's just a matter of the government thinking that we just can't take care of ourselves? And
yeah,
I don't mean
exactly.
I mean, here's the thing: just because you drink doesn't mean you smoke, and just because you smoke weed doesn't mean you drink. Everyone has their vices, if you want to call it a vice, or they have their things that they enjoy. It doesn't mean we still can't be responsible about it. Why does everyone think they have to baby everybody about being responsible?
I don't know. They always play that bullshit excuse on you about it being a gateway drug or how it's going to affect kids, all that other bullshit.
Oh.
I mean, people who have.
It should
ever,
be regulated. I don't
it.
Think I want to see a 16-year-old smoking weed and driving around.
No,
it's going to happen.
It's going to be like
21
or
old.
They're like the same thing with drinking, I guess. But hell, I've done it before in the past. And I'll tell you what, I didn't want to do shit. Yeah. I couldn't wait to like take a smoke a bowl and be like, oh, anybody got any heroin? It's like, fuck that. I'm going to stare at the ceiling and be like, oh, look at the stars. It's that shit. Sorry.
I hate
fucktards chiming in.
The gateway thing, though, isn't you sitting there getting high and then deciding you're going to go snort a line. It's I sat there and I got high, and I enjoyed that. What else is out there?
Yeah. That's
oh,
well,
true. Yeah, you just got a substance problem. Yeah.
That's where the
that's
gateway
the
thing comes from.
That's the difference, is people with substance abuse problems, that they have a whole set of problems that have nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Right.
He's talking about people that have medical issues that
it's
really
got a lot of
it.
Medicinal properties.
I'm sorry, I don't care how conservative Missouri is when it comes to that. When it comes to someone having quality of life, you got to let them have quality of life. That's their God-given right to have that.
I just wish at the Last Supper you saw Jesus with a fucking joint in his mouth, and that shit would have been legalized by the conservatives.
Well, that's not true, because they were drinking wine, and Christians now are totally against alcohol, outside the Catholic Church, of course.
Thank you.
Religious is bogus.
Fucktards.
It's just, it's hard, because I have sympathy towards people that have true substance abuse problems.
I said religious.
Because... it's addiction is a horrible thing. It's real. It's legit. There's no reason to argue against it. There's too much data to argue against it. But I also think that you should let adults be adults and make decisions. I don't think people should take away your rights to make decisions.
If you fuck up, you fuck up.
And then
you go to jail for it, you get fined, whatever.
Because people fuck up in other ways, and you don't see anyone stopping that from being legal. Hey, you fucked up. Hey, you try to build a wall, and you built it uneven, and your whole wall fell down. Well, we're going to make Lowe's illegal now. You know? No.
Have you ever watched Better Off Ted?
Better Off Ted. I've heard
it
of
was
it,
a show on ABC. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I've heard of that.
But one of the episodes, someone got accused of sexual harassment, and the company decided to make sexual harassment a disease like alcoholism.
Oh, my God.
And so they couldn't get sued for it.
Do you guys believe in sexual addiction? You think sexual addiction is a real thing?
I don't know.
That's hard to say that. I think people
have said hard.
you're that guy. No.
Get married, you cure that addiction.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, snap.
Because I guess it's got to be real, right? They've got cases where people like they say I don't want to have sex, but I just have this impulse to do it.
Tiger Woods.
You think he was really sexual? He just got caught cheating, I think.
But
in his case,
you hear about the quantity and quality of these women that he was going for.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have a vagina, right?
But do you think
the
Perkins
waitress?
No, hold on. Let's talk about that for real. Do you think he was addicted to sex? Or do you think he was addicted to the fact that he could get whatever he wanted? He was addicted to power.
Yeah.
He was addicted to the power of getting whatever you want. Because you're that rich,
okay.
And that power with money comes the power. He's like, since I have all this, you can't not give that to me.
He can go anywhere and pick up any chick he wanted, but he's going to Perkins and taking home waitresses from there. I mean,
I'll show you a hole in one, baby.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, I'm just debating for debate's
sake.
Back to
that, do you go for it on fourth or one or put it between the uprights?
Actually, it goes back to if a woman hits your dog with a car, would you try to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, we can make this go away. But
something's not going
to
suck itself.
It's a hard thing to discuss because I know it's real. I know people suffer from it. I know tons of people die from it. I know they do.
But then
also,
how many people use it as a crutch?
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm battling with my – because I had a viewpoint where I was like, make every drug legal. If people fucking overdose on it, I was in the mindset that it was, you overdose, you fucked up.
Darwinism.
It's your fault. I guess that's what it is. But then I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you know what? People have problems, and they can't help themselves. And no matter how hard some people try to help them, they don't want that help. And you get back to that point of, can you only help yourself? Is it true that you can only help yourself if you want to be helped?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone can force you to want to get help. And is it worth it then? Should we put forth all that effort of having all these rehab places and all that, because they're not going there on their own accord. They're going there because of interventions and family members saying, I want you to get better.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not them pushing them, but I don't know.
But then the flip side of it is, if you look at, like, I've been reading about Saturday Night Live and John Belushi.
Yeah.
And because of all the problems he had and him dying, I mean, you got Dan Aykroyd who went to rehab and stopped doing this stuff.
And I guess, is it appropriate for us to even discuss it? Have any of you guys had a family member or friend or a loved one that has dealt with that, dealt with addiction of any kind?
Alcoholism,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind my asking, or do you not want to talk about
it? Our dad.
Yeah. Well, the whole Craig side of the family's had a problem, but I mean, he did
for
a while.
But your dad's like legitimately had to go get help from a rehab center.
Yeah, we had to go to the meetings when we were kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that stopped since I was 12.
Has he had a drop since then?
No.
Not since I was 12. No.
Yeah, that was.
Since you were 12 years old. So it was when you guys were early.
We moved out of our house in O'Fallon in 93. Okay. That's the last time it was done. It was it.
So what's your, fuck me and Jay, we can't talk to this. You guys should be talking. How do you guys believe? Like, are we talking out of our asses, or are there some points? Are we making valid points?
No, it was, yeah, my mom would fucking hide shit from my dad in the basement of our house.
Like hide what though? Like money or
like money and stuff for him to go get beer, and he'd fucking just go tearing through the house to find where the fuck his checkbook
was. Is he okay?
He was like fucking Rain Man or Sherlock Holmes. I mean, my mom could hide a fucking checkbook, you know, in a box, yeah, wrapped in, you know, like paper, marked trash and shit.
She actually hid it in a shop vac. We had one of those old metal shop vacs in there, and he fucking was pissed one night, and he kicked it. When it came off, the checkbook came flying out of it, out of the bag, and he fucking took it.
So here's what, is he good with talking about this stuff now? Like, is he open about that?
Well, yeah, but you've met my dad before, but he's just pretty upfront with it. He goes, "Yeah, I was a drunk son of a bitch." Da 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 da. And
he learned from
now I'm just an asshole. I used to be a drunk asshole. Now I'm just an asshole.
Now I'm a sober asshole. Yeah,
yeah. That's the same guy that saw Steve driving down the road and said, "Who's the faggot with the orange spoiler?"
Yeah, really. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So now, how does that impact you guys and your decisions about what you guys? Do you guys ever get scared about that? Because if it's they say it's genetic. Actually, the addiction part. Do you guys ever get worried with? Because you guys drink openly. I mean, you guys are.
I worry about Tony, with his heart problem and everything. It kind of scares me.
Well, that's just because Tony's genetically weak. No, yeah. I'm talking with you. But do you guys ever worry about that?
I mean, I've had a DW. Well, I guess two DWIs. But
he's the only convict in our family because of it.
I've lost. But no, I don't do that shit. After the second one, I'm like, okay, it's time to grow the fuck up.
He's hung out on the couch before because he couldn't start his car.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I couldn't blow start the car.
So he sat on our couch and ate jerky.
Yeah, I was like, I got to wait till I can, the alcohol is out of my,
I had to pick his fucking ass up the second time.
From jail?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had to pick him up. Then I had to stop there right between Cave Springs and fucking First Capitol.
My car was still on the side of the road.
His car was still on the side of the highway, so I had to pick him up. And I had to stop on the side of the road, drop him off, and then go. It's like, oh, man. It wasn't bad. I mean, it just was like.
So, like, 10 years ago, I'd get calls from him and be like, I'm racing down the highway, beating the cops. I'm going to show up at the bar, and I'll be there in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All the time.
But I was fucking hammered, too. And I just, yeah. So they're like, he could be serious. For all I fucking
Jesus. Well, okay, you were going to say something. You do have experience with it? I had no. Okay, here's the thing where I think I had a great grandfather that was an alcoholic. And because of that, at our family get togethers, holidays, not a single drop of alcohol.
Yeah.
Never. Until my generation is now gone, guys, this is fucking lame.
Yeah.
Let's go. We can take care of ourselves. We've decided that a generation has surpassed. We can handle this. You guys did it because you. Either bad experiences or because you were doing it because you wanted to get it out of the family kind of thing, but I can't speak to it. I don't have any direct impact from it. Now, Jennifer's lost a close friend to overdose. And hearing about that was really hard to deal with, and it's changed my outlook on it a lot. Because I was one of those people who said, Hamsterdam from The Wire. I said, make it all legal. You overdose. Fuck it. That's your problem. And I've become more sensitive to it because of what she's gone through with it, because it's hearing stories from her parents, the girl that deceased, her parents, they did everything for this girl. They put her in rehabs like you wouldn't believe.
I remember it from her coming over to their apartment back in the day.
And they did everything they could for this girl, and they've discovered that she's got, I don't know if it was chemical imbalance, but she had depression and she had all this other shit. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't speak to this because all along I've been... It's your problem.
Yeah.
It's your problem, and you gotta be the one to want to fix it yourself. And it just solidified that even more to the point where I said, no matter how much you care, how much you love somebody, you can't make them want to get better. Now that's why I want to come back to you guys, because I find it interesting. How did your dad do it? Was it just your mom threatening him? Did your mom push him, or did he finally get to the point where he knew he had to do it on his own to get out of it?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
But, yeah, he, I mean, he did it on... I think, well, my mom just was like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
And so he, you know...
As soon as she got... What was it, basically an ultimatum saying...
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Booze,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. Which, I wonder if that's how it always has to be. It's either me or the booze.
She showed me the letter she had written up for that she about ready to divorce my dad back then. So, I've seen that. It was like, oh, okay.
This is the most, like, we're hilarious right now.
Well, we're having some laughs, but yeah.
I find it interesting. It interests me to talk about it because of the fact I don't have enough experience with it. But I'm curious. I've never talked to anyone that really had to deal with what you guys directly had to deal with it about. That's fucked up shit.
See, because I always wondered about my dad because he never drank.
I talked to Kevin about that last night because me and Kevin were having a drink last night at his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Kevin, I was like, he just puts it away. Your brother can put it away.
Yeah, he can.
But he's fine with it. He can control himself, and he's never gotten in trouble with it that I know of.
Recently that I know of.
And I was just like, you know, I never. And he's like talking about how your dad. I was like, how can you put all that away? He's like, dude, my dad could put away a bottle of night if you want. I've known you guys since I was not born. Basically, I never saw your dad take a drop.
No,
I never saw him take a drop of alcohol.
I never saw him take a drop until my 21st birthday, and he had a beer with.
That's
me.
What he said. Your brother said that.
I saw him probably three times in my lifetime have a beer.
Yeah.
And the stories we heard before he had us, I mean...
He could party, basically.
It was basically said that when he got married to my mom, the bar he went to shut down.
Yeah.
Because he stopped going. So I had always wondered about
that. Same thing with my dad. I could count on my fingers how many times I saw him maybe drunk, maybe. My mom had to drive him home once. So I've never had to deal with any of this, you know?
See, it was the flip side. We always saw my mom kind of like not going to church the next morning because she was hungover.
Nice.
And she always got mad because we'd say that.
Your brother told me a story where your dad tied one off, apparently, and he just had a wild night, and he still got up for Mass 8 o'clock in the morning. First
he never missed.
You guys want any of this?
Yeah. I'm good.
Here, take the rest of that.
So, but I guess Marcus could talk about that, right?
Yeah.
He had his own deal.
He's talked about it on his podcast.
And he's never had a drop before since he's had his problems?
Yeah, he hasn't. He said he's totally missed out on the whole craft beer revolution.
Is he 12? Is he 12 year? How old?
That's longer than that,
I think. Okay, I forgot what he said. It's been a long time.
So do you guys believe that you have to quit cold turkey like that? Once you have one more taste, you're back into it. You get to absolve from it altogether.
I guess it'd be trading one thing for the other. I guess if you're like an alcoholic, but you stop that, but you start doing, you know, fucking, I don't know, meth, heroin, or something, you know, like that.
Find another vice of yours to take over for it.
I get worried sometimes because I can go through a fucking six-pack of Corona like nothing anymore.
Yeah, well, that's like drinking water.
Is that like
but still, that's a pussy beer.
I go through a six-pack of a 10% in a night, so...
But it's just the thing. It's like,
but see, here's the thing. I can go 6 months without a lick, and then all of a sudden I'm drinking.
Are you still talking about
beer?
Yeah. 6 months without a lick.
I got it.
He was talking about cunnilingus with his wife.
I haven't gone through that long of a streak, so.
Well, speaking of time here real quick, we're at an hour 21. What are we going?
We're just going to keep going.
Hey, fuck you, man. He's the one who has
to edit all this shit.
I'm the one who has to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
You go to work tomorrow morning?
Well, I'll be working from here. Yeah, well, hungover, probably. I told him I'm worthless tomorrow, so.
How long have you been drinking?
Where is your family? Yeah, where is your family?
Indiana.
They're in Indiana?
Yeah.
You've had this house to yourself all day long since noon.
No, since like 8 o'clock this morning.
How many times did you jerk off today, honestly?
Like 4 times.
Yes!
I'm going to go to the Joe Duster out here.
He's on Pornhub Deluxe or whatever.
One day pass.
That. I will give you props. That's some fucking straight up honesty, and I appreciate that.
No, it's not really.
That.
No, he's
whatever.
Joking,
no, yeah, he's
well,
not.
He might be telling.
He's too. Joking, but he's not joking.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Over under 4. Over under 4. I got the over.
Obviously, you don't know my Irish curse that well.
Oh, shit.
Haven't you seen Goodwill Hunting?
I've seen Goodwill Hunting.
I think there has to come a point if you do that too much, you're going to rub the skin off the dick. So, I mean, it's like, what
he
the
might
hell?
Use
apparently,
motion.
He might
you
go blind,
know.
Too, from what they say. Yeah.
He's going to get hair on his palms, and he's going to go blind. Yeah, and
same old bullshit.
I turned into Stevie Wonder because I jerked off too much.
Did you guys ever believe that when you were growing up? Did you actually believe that?
I was like, what the?
I magically had braids one day, but.
Lori believed it. She's like, I did, yes. She's like, if I jerk off, I will get hair on my palms.
She's about to fall asleep over here, so I feel
really?
Bad.
Yeah. Why did you invite her over to this boring show that we do.
I was trying to spend time with my girlfriend. Is that okay?
Wow. You're going to move in with her in like in fucking a few months. So
you'll be begging to get out then.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Oh, damn.
Hey, can we podcast Monday through Friday?
He's
please?
Been drinking since noon. Let him off. Oh, yeah. Jay's being a little bit more honest than he normally would be.
Yeah. Now that I've like, well, one thing.
I would have said that with my wife here.
You would have, yeah. One of my problems, I guess, like with drinking, it's either, you know, I can have maybe like, I can be, have one or two, be cool. Or it's like, I'm trying to see if I can finish a case in like, you know, 3 hours. It seems, it just depends like on the mood. Or if it's go time, I'm like, it's like a marathon. I'll just fucking go till like, you know,
see, here's
black
the thing.
Out.
See, I can't.
But with age, don't you feel with age that you
well,
like,
do
you don't you sip more with age now? I feel like I just sip more.
Yeah.
I don't pound beers like crazy.
The last time.
I can still pound a beer, no problem.
But you enjoy doing that still?
Not like I used to, but here's the thing. Back when I used to pound beer, I would sit and drink a case of Bud Light in a night and be content with it. Now I can drink six IPAs and get the same alcohol content and have the same effect.
The most I've done recently was the Halloween night. I went through a six pack of
Jesus.
It was the Red Hook like pumpkin gourd or some shit.
What was the percent on that one?
I want to say it was like 7%.
Some of those pumpkin ones get higher than you think.
No, that was an 8 or 9er. I saw the label.
Well, I knew it was.
Are we talking
about
a walkie-talkie?
Was that a 9er? What was that from, dude?
But the Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Was that a 9er?
But the problem was I hadn't eaten since like, you know, lunch. I handed out candy to the kids. I'm about like, you know, guzzling beer, like, here you go, kids. But I'm, you know, I'm sipping on beer and shit.
You're eating some of the dip, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. No, that was a problem. I couldn't take
a
break.
You keep making gestures like you're having dicks in your mouth, though.
Oh, well,
he took
whatever.
A Niners when
he took
it.
So I was drinking beer left and right while handing out candy.
Wait, and, Facebook Live that.
So where'd you hand out candy at, though?
My house.
Really? You have enough? There's enough kids in your neighborhood to hand out candy?
Yeah.
Because you live in like a secluded place, to be honest with you. At least when I look at it, when I drive in.
We had like five kids come here.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Now, here you go. Going back to Halloween, let's talk about this. The kids that get driven up to your house because they're the late trick-or-treaters, would you give them candy? We don't give kids that are driven up candy. We tell them, go away.
We drive through.
Why would you do that?
We drive through our neighborhood so we can hit more houses.
You drive them through?
Well, yeah.
But then you make them walk after that. You don't make them get back in the car.
We walk our immediate neighborhood, and then we go out a little bit further and drive around. Because when you go out a couple streets over, it gets pretty hilly.
Really?
Yeah. And we've had people give Aaron and I full candy bars for just walking up their driveway because they're on such big hills.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I said, kids got to earn it, man. You got to teach these kids values. They got to earn that candy. Because I remember we would walk forever just going house to house.
You also got a knife pulled on you 1 year.
I did. Yep. That sucked, dude. That was fucking not cool.
Who the fuck pulled a knife on you?
I think older kids? Too. There were kids from our school. I know that.
I don't know.
I think they were.
I just remember Mike like giving him his candy. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, because what they did was, telling her what they did was they cut.
Aunt Diane is watching.
No.
Oh, when I was talking about the hand.
I can't make it. Get the hand jobs.
I call this video called Whack Off Toner.
No, because.
Well, it's late now because I was talking about handing out the can. Well, whatever.
But no.
Can you, it's past.
Reenact it.
Oh.
There you go.
Do it.
Okay.
Be a pussy.
Well, it's not like I was a. How did I say it?
Handing out
candy.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking and handing out candy to the kids. So, yeah.
No, but I was also at that age where...
From experience.
Because what do you guys think about this? What age should you be done trick-or-treating? Now,
probably by high school.
Well, my theory is that...
Is it 13 or 14?
That you should be able to get through middle school, I think. Because...
Maybe freshman.
Yeah, I think I went my freshman year of high school.
I did too, and I got made fun of and shit.
Because here's the thing. One,
but
free
fuck
candy,
you.
Fuck you, it's free candy, right? Yeah. Okay, but... You don't want to be the kid that's getting made fun of because you're going out and doing something too long, right? But I was probably 7th or 8th grade. And what they did was, at that point, you're big enough to now go around to way more houses because you can not be tired. Mm-hmm. And you take the pillowcase. You don't take out a fucking orange pumpkin or a bag or something. You get the fucking pillowcase because it hold more candy. And they took a knife and they knifed the pillowcase so that they could take the candy.
Yeah.
I think that's or that or they're just fucking around with you, saying you did all that work for nothing, knife your bag, and you're walking around. You didn't notice because you're just fucking around with your friends, having a good time. But then, they pull out the knife and they wanted to start some shit. And we're like, fucking, I'm trick or treating, man. You know, and just Bad experience.
Oh,
but
man.
Would you guys ever have thought to have done that?
No.
When you guys
no.
were kids? I mean, who does...
Like I said, I think the last year I went was a freshman in high school, and yeah. we went and grabbed people's pumpkins that... and smashed them because they didn't give us candy, but that was about the extent that
we
went to.
Oh, because they didn't give you candy.
Yeah.
Now, had you been doing it because they were just... See, and that's the thing, too. Now that
I think we walked away with a plastic bowl, too, that someone left out, so... We were degenerates.
Because that's something that's being brought up with my family right now is, at what age do you tell kids about Santa? Because my niece is now, she's probably 13, I think now. 13 to 14, I guess. She's in eighth grade. Well, how old are you in eighth grade? 13, right, I think?
I think so. Yeah, 13.
She still believes.
Because you're typically 16 when you're a junior.
But no, she knew last year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's...
That's old, dude.
That's old. I know.
Fuck yeah. Well, I think I found out in second or third grade.
Because my sister, she believes that you should let kids... Let them enjoy it. Let have them fun as long as they can. Because life's shitty enough as it is, right?
Yeah. Well,
let
yeah,
them enjoy this. And they're having the debate right now because my nephew's in fifth grade. And he doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
And they're... But right. here's the
if
thing.
If his friends haven't told him yet, then...
That's well, he's in fifth grade. And I think that's the grade, like, where you kind of... Unless you have older siblings.
We found out earlier than that.
I know I did, yeah. I was
but
third, I think.
We just talked about this, too. Because Kaylee's nine.
She's getting...
She's very naive, though. She wants to believe the best in everything. Yeah. But Madeline is seven, and Madeline
she's
is starting to... Yeah,
she's
starting to put together.
Because here's the thing. My son, Brody, he's the same age as your daughter.
Yeah.
She's nine. You can see the wheels are working right now.
Yeah.
But we're not going to tell him. We're going to let him enjoy as long.
What?
But my nephew is in fifth grade. I guess you're 11 at that point, right? Maybe? 10 or 11, right? 10 or 11.
Probably, yeah. Something
and,
like that.
But he's into soccer. He's into club soccer, meaning he plays on a select team. He's missing Christmas here in the States. He's going over to Greece to go play soccer. That's kind of what level he's at.
Holy shit.
He's getting evaluated because he plays for a club that is owned by the mother club or whatever you want to call it is over in Greece.
Is that Pete's Genetics and not your guys's?
Pretty much.
Okay.
they've gotten the Jew out of that. Let's just say that. But that's the thing. That's Pete, my brother-in-law. He's 6'7". He's a big guy. And my nephew, he's athletic. He used to be really clumsy, actually, because it took a while for the height to catch up to his coordination.
Yeah.
Because when you're that tall, he's just going to be fucking huge. And he's a goalie, which if you're tall, that's great. If you're a goalie,
yeah.
you have more length.
Yeah.
And he's playing with kids that are 13 years old. So he's like 10 playing with 13-year-olds. And so these 13-year-olds, you're going to like, they might know. They either know or they might know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And so there's the debate that was being brought up. And I'm not trying to air your family laundry, but I just thought it was an interesting topic to discuss. Because my wife and I discussed that. My sister wants to let him be a kid as long as he can be. My brother-in-law doesn't want him to get made fun of with his friends. Because they're his friends. They're his teammates. Well, you believe in Santa Claus, you fag, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
you know how kids are. They're fucking cruel. They're
cool.
And he's not like he's naive. He's just younger. Right. He's younger. And
can he say he's half Jewish and doesn't believe in Santa then?
Quarter.
Oh,
quarter Jewish.
Quarter, sorry.
Quarter at that point.
Quarter at that point.
quarter
my bad.
At that point. But
oh shit.
That's the topic that was being discussed. At what age do you tell you now? How did you find out? Did your mom and dad tell you because they were tired of trying to fucking hide it, or
no,
did you just find out?
People were talking. Kids were talking about it at school.
At school, yeah. And that's usually how
it was,
is. You just let it happen naturally.
Yeah. It was second or third grade, I want to say. And
see, now,
so I brought it up, and then you know that you know, just you know.
And I'm pretty sure that me and my brothers found out at the same time.
Well, now I wonder if that's because you guys are all so close in age, though. You guys are all a year apart, and if you knew, they were.
No, I'm 2 years older than Mike, so there's.
No, you fucking aren't
yeah,
you?
I am.
You're 79. He's 80.
He's 81.
81.
And Kevin's 82. So, yeah, there's 4 years between.
You and Kevin, but you're
3 years.
Fucking close enough.
Yeah.
Jesus. But
maybe we should ask Lori.
Lori got nothing to say. Useless. But no. So,
oh,
but you guys are close
I'm tired.
You guys are close tonight. Did you tell Steve?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did you let him have another couple of years with knowing, or did he find out? Like,
well, hell, if I was in second or third grade, he was on shit. You, what, first grade or kindergarten, probably?
Yeah.
So now I wasn't a dick. I was gonna
let him have it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what
that
you guys,
came
okay.
later on.
So what do you guys? Okay. So what do you guys think? And my let's discuss this around the table. What do you think? Should my nephew be told? He's only 10. He's old. Now, you guys think 10?
10.
You think
10's
too
old? Yeah.
You think 10's too old?
I think so.
Yeah. Do you think 10's too old?
Yeah.
Really. And like I said,
I don't know what the right answer is.
I'm not saying it's bad parenting. I'm just like I just found it at such a young age. I'm just surprised that
it makes it easier on the parent. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, because I got to get up every night and move the stupid elf on the shelf.
Oh fuck that elf on the shelf shit. It's brutal.
I'm so glad I don't have to move that tonight.
Oh, it's brutal. Unless they listen to the podcast. Yeah. They're like, Dad, you ruined it all.
This is an age-appropriate podcast.
Dad, what's Pornhub Deluxe?
And why were you watching it?
Research for the podcast.
I found that I kind of want to believe that you should just let them go as long as they can. Let them, but it's a fine line.
But
you don't want them getting made fun of either,
well,
right? You
and know, then it's a naive. Snowball because then Easter Bunny's gone, Tooth Fairy's gone, all that stuff's gone.
That's true.
Yeah, because I remember bringing that up. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. What about all this other shit you guys were, you know?
I was worried a couple weeks ago. That was all blown because Madeline lost a tooth and I went in to put the money under her pillow.
Did you ever do this where you forgot to do it?
Yes.
You did that too?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know what?
We forgot. Me and my wife were watching a movie or something like that and Tooth Fairy didn't come the next morning and Brody was distraught. I was like,
yes.
They don't love me. And I don't get
that's the worst feeling ever too.
Oh. And then you're not alone because I've seen it all. I went online and found like people are like, oh, I got caught up in a snowstorm or something like that. You know, you just lie about it somehow. But.
And that makes it even worse because they recorded it, so.
It's horrible.
But we made up excuses and the Tooth Fairy brought extra money. So it
so
made
for
it
Steve
all
and Lori, when you guys have like 20 kids, right?
Cause
you
oh, them. God.
Yeah, we need this motherfucker to reproduce. Jesus.
It's stressful.
He might be my brother, but fuck. Nah.
You guys want to eliminate the Craig gene pool? Is that what you're trying to do?
It might be best for the world.
I know you'd
I took
try
my
to kill
steps
it.
Already, yeah. You can't remake the Mona Lisa, yo. Fuck that.
Fuck you.
I'm an original, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And obviously, you can see the look on her face right now, so.
Like the hole burning through you as she.
Do you guys
well, maybe she
this?
Actually wants kids and, like, you're just an asshole. I don't know.
You want to see if we can break them up real
she's
quick?
Giving me
this. Who wants to have kids and who doesn't want to have kids? You guys going to get married now?
They are buying a house.
Look
there.
At her face. That's hilarious. Oh.
She's like, I'm buying a house with them. I'm not stupid.
I'm just fucking around with you guys. You don't have to answer that question. That's perfect.
She can forget birth control.
Oh.
Oh!
You heathen?
Oh, look at those levels.
Wow! Sure. Look at that.
Goodness.
Playing with fire as it is.
All
right, if she wasn't here right now, I'd be like, what a horde.
Wow. This is a hateful episode.
Jesus Christ.
So, this,
Christ,
so
no
I guess
anal
so
jokes.
Birth control, Steve can't get hard. Okay, we get it.
All right. No, I've penetrated her backside. Hey! Kobe!
Hey, babe, I penetrated you. How was that? God.
Are you sure? Because I didn't feel anything. Oh, and she's laughing at that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my
she
God.
Likes it when you tickle
hey,
the inside of her thighs.
I say we break for more beer or something.
Oh, we'll keep going. You go get some more beer. We'll keep going. Yeah, join us back in. Oh, do we need a beer run, you mean?
No.
No,
we got the alcoholic
look
here.
Look where you're at.
Yeah.
He's probably got his own 5-gallon jug here. He's like, I made it this morning.
I haven't made anything in a while.
No.
That's it for this episode. You can find us at our website, nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. Find us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram, at nerdcast. It's nyrdcast. We're also on Facebook. Fucking Google it. We'll be back later this week with another episode. And this week's music is from Decades. And this is their song, Tense.
body. Your face is tan, subconscious, as out comes desire. No say, no say. Steps taken inside the back of our mind. Days are grasping us.